So, of course, in normal electronic banking systems, what I would say is please transfer money from my account to someone else's account. But fundamentally, who owns what money is recorded by the bank, by the intermediary? What's really interesting about Bitcoin is this virtual money is not controlled by a bank, it's not controlled by government, it's controlled by an algorithm.
The algorithm in question is a triumph of mathematics. This is a Bitcoin transaction in action. To pay someone in Bitcoin, the transaction must be signed using a cryptographic key, which proves the parties agreed to it. An unchangeable electronic record is then made of this transaction. This electronic record contains every transaction ever made on Bitcoin. It's called the blockchain, and it's stored in a distributed form by every user, not by a bank or other authority.